Okay.
So when Martin Luther King was assassinated, did that, I mean, was that just another event in the paper for you, or did that have any bearing whatsoever?
A man was killed. And I don't think murder is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Who killed him? Do you know? Do we really know who killed him? Who put who up to doing what? We don't really know. I mean, like the situation with President Kennedy. Who really instigated that? Did a single individual just decide he was going to go out and shoot the president? I mean, who really was behind this? I mean, I don't know that we'll know or we'll ever know exactly what happened and why. I mean, it's unfortunate that a man was killed.
Well, that's something. That brings up something. Back then, let's start with Martin Luther King. Was there really any thoughts of perhaps that it wasn't just James Earl Ray? It was, you know, maybe the KKK put him up, or maybe someone else, you know, the government? Or was it just
the blacks themselves? I mean, what a better way to unify the blacks than to kill off their leader? Mm-hmm. Who actually did it? I don't know. It was that church that was bombed in Birmingham. Was that black or white that did it? What a great political move for the blacks. I'm not saying the blacks did, but I'm saying we don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we'll probably never really know. A lot of these things, we're just not going to come up with answers. The real answer comes down to try to work together as people. The advancement of mankind, not the advancement of the blacks or the advancement of this or that special group or whatever, but the advancement of mankind in general. That's the answer.
Well, after Kennedy was assassinated, today you have all these conspiracy theories. But back then, did anyone do any back whispering, or was it just sort of accepted that if he got killed by Oswald, that was it?
No, there was discussion about who may have done it, why, and was Oswald alone. That he never, you never really had a chance to question him, was a shame. It was like there was a setup to kill the assassin before the assassin could shoot his mouth off. It was like a cover-up. And what you really wanted to do was take this individual and put him off to the side someplace where he was secure and find out what happened. I mean, I don't think it was much question as to his guilt. Why expose him? And if there was question of his guilt, why would an individual just come up and murder him? I mean, the killing of Oswald was his murder as much as killing the president. And in our country, this man is innocent until proven guilty. He should be protected.
You were 12? You were 14?
14.
I've had a teacher one time, well, actually several teachers, who have mentioned, you know, Kennedy's death and how that they were in school when it happened, and that there was this big, you know, they announced over the PA system, and there was this, you know, just everyone was shocked. And I've just, you know, with teachers as a student, you don't really sit there and question, well, is that really true? You know, you don't treat them as people. You treat them as just figures of authority. So, with you, I mean,